Well, hi, I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Welcome to the Insight Hour.
And I'm Sherry Kane.
We're going to be joined tonight by you. We're opening up for the callers for tonight to answer questions. I know there's been a lot of questions about viruses and flus that have been whacking people pretty intensely. And a lot of you have written in to say that, hey, why don't you give us some treats and go back to some of the basics about how we can best take care of ourselves and get rid of these infectious diseases and this influenza that's been going around. So we're going to open up the calls tonight. Sherry, why don't you give the phone number?
The number to call in is 888-815-9756, and we're looking forward to hearing from you. And Dr. Horowitz is here. He's going to answer all of your calls, or as many as he can, in regards to helping you feel better and stay on a healthy track. So welcome to the Inside Hour. We come to you every week bringing you the best of the best news and the worst of the worst news, and we're here to give you the only truth in media that you're going to hear. In most places, we are really the only truthful news source out there. I mean, there are a few.
I think that there are some. There's other truthful news sources, but I don't think that you're going to get the depth of commentary and insight as you get on the Inside Hour program. And so it's a privilege to have you with us, Sherry, and to take this show and share the information that we do.
Well, we are fearless, I must say.
Fearless? You're not going to get anybody that's, that's interesting because you said that, because that we really get a lot of grief, the fact that Sherry has been publishing the most outstanding exposés on some really incredible topics, COINTELPRO, that's counterintelligence propaganda or programming of We the People, and there's some heavy-duty players that Sherry has been at the forefront of exposing, and I think you might want to just mention a little bit about that before we mention our sponsors for tonight.
Right. Well, it all started when they started attacking Dr. Horowitz for being a so-called Knights of Malta. They spread a fake Knights of Malta list around. They circulated around the internet, and it's been going on for a little while. I don't think Dr. Horowitz paid that much attention to it. He has bigger fish to fry. But then I looked into it and said, who are these people doing it? And as it turns out, these are people that work on the lowest level of the CIA, FBI, and there are people that work on higher than on our level. They're not big like the Rockefellers or the Bushes, but they certainly are working this level, and they infiltrate the alternative movements, any grassroots movements such as the alternative health movement, the marijuana movement, the UFO movement, all of the new age movements. And what they do is they get in and they act like they're one of us or one of the journalists, and they get information, inside information, and they use that information. And what they do is then they hand it over to Hollywood, they steal your ideas, and they also help in the New World Order agenda. As you know, they stole your ideas in Hollywood many times.
They certainly did, many times.
And so wondering, how do they get these ideas, and how do they get so close to us to figure out what we're up to, what we're doing? And they really do come that close, where they speak on the same circuits. You know, you can find them. You've met many of them speaking on the same circuits.
Yeah, I befriended some of them, and not realizing that they're actually double agents. And it's amazing how infiltration into the grassroots and the activist organizations has taken place. And then what's most incredible to me, it's incredible to me, I have to honestly declare my stupidity, just total naivety for being so gullible as to not see this whole concept of controlled opposition, this element. Maybe you can give folks, Sherry, a little bit of a definition of what controlled opposition is. And in essence, that's what much of your work is currently geared to, is explaining to we the people how we've been had, and how the way we think, the way we act, the way we behave, what we defend versus what we, reject, is all part of this whole mind control operation that leaves us less than healthy, peaceful, and free.
Well, I have actually a full-length definition of controlled opposition on my website. If you go to Sherry Kane, that's SHERRIKANE.com. If you look under my blog, I do have a full-length explanation of what is controlled opposition, and does give you in depth in every on every different point, how these people are controlled out. I mean, you look at people as filmmakers, Michael Moore, that's somebody that I expose. He's a filmmaker in Hollywood. And
what is controlled opposition?
Controlled opposition is where they pretend actually to be, like what I basically said is they're coming and they're actually coming and infiltrating the movements, or they mix everything up. They get you some information, they tell you some truths, and then they mix it up with things that they want you to believe, and they manipulate people's minds. It all comes through mind control. That's what controlled opposition is.
But wouldn't it be where the controlling, I understand, but what about the opposition? What are we opposed to? What is it that they're doing, seeding into our minds in opposition to? Because that's, to me, what is the most salient point to this controlled opposition. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, you expressed it pretty well earlier, so why don't you tell everybody what you thought it meant?
Well, opposition to, like, the Illuminati. Right now, for example, there's the J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs control over the United States federal government's, the Fed, the Federal Reserve, the whole financial, the whole economy, the way in which the legislation is being managed, manipulated, and actually reducing America's capability to sustain itself in the free world. Today, that has enemies, that has opponents, that has dissident groups. They're called dissident organizations. They're called dissident individuals. They're leaders such as Martin Luther King was in J. Edgar Hoover's age at the FBI when he was director. There he was being targeted as being a dissident. You had the Black Panthers. They were another dissident organization. There was John Lennon. He was considered a dissident. He was preaching love. He was telling people, don't pay your taxes. In essence, he was basically telling people that, you know, follow me in Working Man's Hero. If you read the lyrics of Working Man's Hero by John Lennon, he lays it out saying that the only way out of this insanity, hypocrisy, and war mentality is to follow him and basically a love movement. And that's very much like what it is that we're doing with the 528 Love Revolution today. So, you know, I feel remiss we didn't give out any of the sponsors for the show for tonight. We should do that. But in essence, dissidents are people that need to be controlled if you're the Illuminati or the J.P. Morgan Chase Goldman Sachs officials. And that those people that want to control us, they have to put into people's heads that we are the bad guys. So in order to get people to think that the good guys are the bad guys, they've got to create some sort of a protocol, a program, and it's called COINTELPRO, or counterintelligence program, whereby we are discredited. So there's been all of this hoopla over Dr. Leonard Horowitz, allegedly, falsely alleged, becoming a Knight of Malta, and thereby becoming a person that's untrustworthy. Or there are other people out there saying, making the claims that my book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, which has been heralded for years as monumental, is not a good work. You know, so there are people out there that gain a certain presence in the media, and they gain a certain presence by these COINTELPRO agent provocateurs that promote each other.
And there's also manipulation, which people might be familiar with, which is the Hegelian dialectic. And you've spoken about that a lot of times before, so why don't we clarify, what is the Hegelian dialectic?
Well, that's one of the ways of mind control, brainwashing, and confusing people to literally tune out. I'm sure you can appreciate today there's basically sensory motor overload. There's stimulation coming everywhere. There's messages, mixed messages primarily, from all sorts of places. The media is telling you, well, salt is good. You need sodium chloride, for example, because that's what your muscles and nerves operate on. But yet, you know, then they promote table salt. And then you've got other people saying, including myself, it's poison. You need, if you're going to get salt, sodium chloride, sea salt. Well, all of these mixed messages create what is called the Hegelian dialectic, or a thesis followed by the opposite, the antithesis, breeds synthesis, mass confusion. People don't know what to understand or what to believe anymore, so they tune out. And in tuning out, it's literally exactly what the Illuminati want. They want us to tune out. Right. Because if we tune in and we saw, for example, what you've been exposing tremendously and beautifully, heroically, this whole Church of Satan and the influence of the Church of Satan in child trafficking and in the pedophilia industry and the sexual ritual abuses that are taking place and the sex slavery, all of these most hideous atrocities that most people, like you folks listening, don't really even want to engage because it's just tremendously overwhelming. But yet it continues. Why? Because fundamentally we're all brainwashed. We're all in sensory overload. We're all engaged in this confusion that has been engineered primarily by the people that we trust, that we've taken in, and that have discredited many times themselves, or they have others attacking persons like myself to be discredited. And that's part of the confusion. That's part of COINTELPRO.
I also want to talk about, again, about the Sitka Michael Moore article that I wrote. If you watch that movie, Capitalism, A Love Story, you see how he constantly puts down Lloyd Blankfein of Goldman Sachs, the CEO of Goldman Sachs, right? He said that he's the evildoer. He's the one that's stealing the pie from everyone else. Meanwhile, if you research who produces Michael Moore's movies, you find out, yes, it's the Weinstein brothers that are producing it, but then who are they funded by? ABC Disney. And who funds ABC Disney but none other than Lloyd Blankfein of Goldman Sachs? So there you go. You have the producer who is funding the people who are actually putting down this guy who is funding them. So people say, well, why would this happen? This is exactly an example of controlled opposition. It's exactly what they want you to hear. And you know what? Even as an activist, unless you do your research, I mean real deep research, not surface research, not what you're going to read from what other people have already researched, but deep research, you won't really get to the truth. You'll miss the mark. The real thing is yes, there are people like the Rothschilds and Rockefellers that are manipulating everything. But right now, what we're targeting to expose are the people who are on this level that they send out, because this is the level that we're on right now. And if we can wipe out, these are, I call them their assassins. You have one of them, Eric John Phelps, who wrote the book, Vatican Assassins, who we're actually exposing. Vatican Assassins, what does Vatican Assassins mean? It actually can have different meanings. If you look at it, Vatican Assassins, if he's calling, is stating that we... he believes that we work for the Vatican.
Yeah, that's been a claim. That's like one of the most ridiculous claims, especially following the BP expose, where we actually, for the first time, no one in the world pointed out the fact that you have Peter Sutherland, who works for the Pope as the chief financial officer for the Vatican, is heavily involved in the BP, the Transocean, and the Halliburton oil rig demolition, the whole catastrophe in the Gulf. We did that. And no one else did that. And so, you know, again, to mix it up, you know, the people like Eric John Phelps and Dr. Truat and
Don Nicola,
these characters are alleging that I work for the Vatican. Excuse me, are you sick? I mean, are you outrageously
Well, they think
Ill?
That I work for the Vatican or the Mossad, and they think that I'm an agent. And you know what's really, really, really typical of all these guys is they're all really chauvinistic guys. I mean, they're all, and to have a woman like me come out and actually expose them is just, it's the worst thing.
I want to tell you, folks, Sherry has done the most outstanding job investigating these people. And she's in the process of writing a series of articles right now exposing all of these people. And she, I think, better than anyone thus far, is turning the whole table on and pulling the carpet out from under the entire conspiracy industry. Because this whole conspiracy genre is based on this controlled opposition. It's basically... being advanced by a relatively small group of agent provocateurs, let's say no more than a dozen.
But they seem like there's more.
It seems like more.
Are sharing the same email. One guy using like three different aliases.
Guys use a ton of aliases are being involved in their false identities. I mean, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I've been Dr. Leonard Horowitz since the beginning of my professional career as a doctor.
And they like to twist who I am. I'm just Sherry Kane, but they'll spell my name different ways. They'll research some woman. They found some woman who was like 53 years old on the internet who had some maiden name that sounded very, very, very much like Hasidic. And they said
Temkin Cancelbrook.
Yeah, right. They said that was my maiden name.
And there's this anti-Semitic flair in the process of you know, degrading us or discrediting us. They hurl everything possible at us to discredit us, and yet their own mail is being used. Sherry, I think you've gotten so many leads from just their own stupidity.
They expose themselves. You wonder how the CIA FBI is actually hiring people on this.
That's stupid.
But, you know, I had some, you know, other people that actually, and other journalists who I work with sometimes, and she actually told me that what she sees is that the budget is so low and that they use these guys that have a get out of jail card free. I mean, literally, these are a group of thugs. They're criminals. And most of them anyway are. They have records as far as the research I've done, I know.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. It's like they don't really care about the type of people they use. And these people, they don't realize that they're just being exposed. Every time you write an article, you get an email from one of those people who you removed from the newsletter list, who we removed from the newsletter list. Suddenly he calls out and he says, you know, hi, I'm out here. And he starts cursing. It's like, wait a minute, I removed you from the email list.
What are you doing back again?
Yeah, so it's crazy how these people work. And you know, people might say, well, why are you wasting your time, really, focusing on this? Well, I mean...
And again, like, you know, here's a show that I would prefer to be sharing with you. Again, who's calling out there? You guys, anybody listening out there? Please give us a call. It's your hour.
Yeah, let me give you the number again. It's 888-815-9756. And
it's 888-815-9756, Sherry?
That's correct.
So give us a call if you want to have some of your questions about health and what you should be doing for your wellness answered.
Okay, I think we might have a caller. Hold on a second. Is there a caller out there? Is there Kathy, are you on the line? Hello? That there may be a caller on line one. I'm not sure.
It's a little challenge. We're in a new studio tonight again. We're kind of like arranged it with a different computer connection because we had some audio problems in the past. So we've changed that. We've revamped that system. So I'm wondering if you're getting the volume up there for the caller. Anyway, the sponsors for tonight. Let me just share those sponsors. What we omitted. I want to thank HealthyWorldStore.com and HealthyWorldAffiliates.com for sponsoring the show tonight. Sherry, you might want to share a little bit about Healthy World Affiliates. That's one way that you can support us, you can partner with us, and I know it may seem to you that, wow, why would I want to partner with Dr. Len Horowitz out there who's getting whacked from all sides by the Illuminati? Well, you know what? We're talking about 528 Love Revolution, and if you look at the finest qualities in your own heart, besides love, besides joy, there's bravery. And I think, personally, I think it's time that we, the people, essentially, COINTELPRO and this whole controlled opposition would fall apart if we, the people, got together and spoke up a little bit more than what we have been doing.
And these people we're speaking of, they're trying to squelch our voices, and they've been trying to squelch Dr. Horowitz's voices for
a really, really long time. They've done a fairly good job of it.
And yeah, they have. And I think that's one of the reasons why, you know, everyone in the world should know you by now. You are an amazing humanitarian, and I think that these people have been working 24/7 to really try and keep, you know, your credentials from getting out there, from who you really are. And you are, I mean, somebody I can't say enough about Dr. Horowitz. I mean, I work very closely with him, and I can tell you that he works, I mean, like nobody else. I mean, the guy works day and night, and he does it for humanity. And so just watching you work, I feel that, and I know you've done this for years, way before I came on the scene, I just think that you deserve to be awarded, like, I don't know, they know that the bad guys are giving out the Nobel Peace Prize, but somehow if it would ever get reversed, I mean, you deserve a humanitarian prize for just all the amazing work that you've been doing.
Well, thank you, Sherry. That's very, very kind. You know, I think it would be, you know, I am very, very blessed. I'm very, very humbled by all of the blessings that I've received, including the revelations that we're advancing. Another sponsor I mentioned was Healthy World Store. And on that store, you can get, and also on the healthyworldaffiliates.com website, you can get my latest book, an ebook. It's called The Book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love. And some of these characters have written that they're so tired of, you know, me promoting 528. Well, gee whiz, it's kind of like, how stupid can you be? How many times can you promote love and be tired of it? You know, love is the universal healer. I'm in the profession for healing people. And the reality is that there's no finer source of sustenance than 528 hertz frequency. That warm, fuzzy feeling you have in your heart when you're in love is the same reason that blade of grass is green. It's resonating in 528. And the book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love, we're talking about prosperity in all ways, not only financial, the miraculous manifestation of cash if you need it, when you need it. The reality is all that's possible because there's a spiritual realm that deals with energy and frequency. And that spiritual realm of energy and frequency depends on a musical, mathematical matrix that 528 is at the heart of. It's at the heart of the rainbow. Look at the color greenish-yellow at the heart of the rainbow. As above, so below. As it is in, on earth, as it is in heaven. The reality is, in the macroscopic realm, it's scaled similarly to the microscopic realm of DNA, the expression of sound and light frequencies from DNA to create your body and manifest you miraculously in this quantum field so that we see you. The presence of your electron clouds, we actually see a physical body. The reality is that that's happening musically, mathematically, and 528 frequencies at the heart of it. So it's about love. It's about getting in tune with God's heart, the heart of love, the heart sourcing us in love, the whole creative inspiration of us being here. What's the purpose of me doing this show week in and week out? And again, if I'm not getting any calls out there, I'm just wondering whether anybody's listening out there. You know, why do we do this? We do this not simply to hone our broadcasting skills. We do this as a humanitarian service. And we're very thankful and we're very, very appreciative of those of you who appreciate these messages and are supporting it by purchasing, for example, the Book of 528 or going online and getting a set of tuning forks. Get the 528 tuning fork and begin to feel what it feels like. You know, we get a lot of, you know, a tremendous number of emails from people saying, thank you for all the work that you guys are doing. We're on BBS, and we have been for many years now, as a commitment to serving you to the best of our ability. You know, it gets rough for us. You know, it's not, as you get worn down over the years by having these attacks, these folks, for example, started to attack me with lies, with forgeries, with a forged document, engaging me in areas that I would never even want to go as a distraction. You know, it is. It's a challenge. But, you know, the truth is that we win in the end by articulating the truth. It is the truth that shall set us free, and the greatest secreted truths have the capacity to emancipate us completely. We're talking about love. We're talking about the universal healer. We're talking about the greatest secreted truth in Earth's history is that we come from love. We are manifestations of love. And it's not difficult to understand why a blade of grass is turned green, why the botanical world chose chlorophyll, greenish yellow, to resonate miraculously this healing frequency of 528 love. And that this whole revelation and revolution in consciousness is really a musical revolution and revelation. That's why musicians worldwide are now tuning to A444 hertz frequency instead of A440 standard tuning. Because when you tune up 4 hertz, suddenly now your C becomes 528 hertz. And now you can play music that heals besides enjoyable listening. you get literally this incredible vibration in your body, tingly sensations. It's called ecstatic listening in musicology, and or frisson, F-R-I-S-S-O-N in musicology, that tingly sensations, you feel a kundalini rush up your spine, you get peripilations or goosebumps. Sherry, I think we got a question.
There's a caller, Jay Saka from Edmonton. Are you out there? Hello? No, maybe we lost
him. No, I think, I don't understand. Are you on that computer over there?
No, it's
we've got a couple different computers that we're working with tonight, but we can't hear the callers tonight. For some reason, we can't hear Jay or Kathy. So we'll have to figure that one out for, God willing, next week. We'll see if we can come up with a better audio system to be able to hear the callers tonight.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's unfortunate. Anyway, so the protocols that are really important for us to deal with are articulated well or written up in the Healing Celebrations 5-step protocol. I want to, before leaving this concept of 528 love as being the universal healer, the more I study, the more I realize that every single protocol, whether it starts with detoxification, why are you detoxing? You're detoxing to let that energy flow. Let that immunity be completely capable of defending you. It can't do that if your body's intoxicated with heavy metal poisons and chemical poisons. So this concept of freeing, starting with literally detoxification with a product called Zeolife, highly recommend you go on Healthy World Store, look at Zeolife, or go to Zeolife, Zeolife.net, and look at what it is that Zeolife offers in terms of cleansing the body. But what's the primary healer that is operating in your body once you detox? It's a resonant energy of love, of synchronicity or coherence with divine harmony, with the love frequency that's coming from the Creator's heart. That's what does all the healing. If you look at, start to study Christian Science, for example, talks about the Holy Spirit does all the healing. I completely agree with that. And what happens, though, that if you're polluted, your energy can't move, literally is blocked, because we're energy beings. You're spiritual beings before you're physical being. And so the concept of how do you free your spirit to be whole and complete and totally well and in balance and harmony with the rest of nature, with the rest of the universe, is it starts with detoxification. And that's best accomplished by good hydration, water. Now you look at a molecule, H2O, it's got the tetrahedron structure. It's literally resonating in 528 optimally. When you study, for example, in the book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love, the sacred geometry that comes out of 528 hertz frequency, it's remarkable. Every single sacred geometric form is dependent on 528 hertz. That means, in essence, everything in the universe, in this physical universe, depends on love. It depends on the frequency resonance of love, of 528. You would not have 5,280 feet in a measured mile if it wasn't for 528 and its impact on pi, phi, Fibonacci series, circles, squares, triangles. In the case of the water molecule, it's a tetrahedron. It's a sacred geometry of a pyramid, four-sided equilateral triangle, tetrahedron. That's the God's name, is the tetragrammaton. It relates to the tetrahedron of chemistry. And water is that form. So in the beginning, you have the Creator and the water. Before, in Genesis 1-2, you have the Holy Spirit of the Creator hover over the face of the water to divide the water from the water. What you're doing is you're dividing the sacred geometry of self. Water is part of the triune God. These revelations are revolutionary in health science. It's really simple if you understand the basics of electrochemistry, of biochemistry, of how the pH in water parts hydrogen is so important in regulating the energy movement through the electron donation system.
Why don't we talk about healing?
Yeah.
Now let's talk about different ways that people can stay healthy. I know that you mentioned in the beginning of the show about how the flu is hit heavy with people. And I think that a lot of people right now, I mean, I think that the book is really, really important. I think that people should definitely read it. It's available at thebookof528.com. You can download it off the internet right now. It's not available in hard copy yet, but it is an amazing book, so I definitely recommend you read it. But it's, I know that we haven't been able to get through to the callers, and I'm sure that they're calling up interested in knowing how they can stay healthy, even if we can't answer their questions directly. Maybe we can send out a general message to people. I know you wrote the book Healing Celebrations, and you offered the 5 steps to staying healthy during this season. And there's amazing products on Healthy World Store where people can stay healthy, and also Healthy World Affiliates. If you're not an affiliate, you get the products at a huge discount. Also, you can make commission if you give out your affiliate link, which you'll get for free to others who purchase stuff from your affiliate link. So let's talk about the 5 steps. And we know that the first one is good water, alkaline water, pH.
pH adjusted,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly, pH adjusted water. And that's really a secret to staying healthy. It's the number one secret is a lot of people aren't drinking the right water. Water is the most important thing. And when you talk about water, and you talk about that in your book, how important water is, people don't realize.
Well, the different types of water are extremely important. If you look at what your body is made of, about 80% of your body is water or part of the triune God. Literally, that has a different shift in mentality. Now, we can't see each other as simply, you know, dumb people. We're really superhumans when it comes to really understanding who we are and how we're built and what goes on in our bodies bioenergetically. So much of it deals with water chemistry. So H plus plus OH minus equals H2O. That equation, if people understood that simple equation, you would start to drink a lot more water, first of all. And so most people and most diseases are created because of a lack of good hydration. About 80% of your body weight water needs to be replenished routinely. I personally start with drinking about a quart of pH 8 adjusted drinking water in the morning. And I put in there 15 drops of love minerals because minerals are so important. And we want to stay away from the table salts because that's poison. Sea salt is great. You should be using sea salt. Good Celtic sea salt, pure sea salt is great. It contains, besides sodium chloride, the other minerals that you need to restore the ocean water, the seawater that's in your body. But the concept of how much water, well, you should be drinking about half of your body weight converted to ounces in good pure drinking water. So a guy my size should be drinking at least 3/4 of a gallon of water per day. And especially even more if you're going to be sweating or working hard, and depends on climate and activity. But that's about right, half of your body weight converted to ounces. For me, about a 200-pound guy, I would need to drink about 3/4 of a gallon. Now, for you also, you need to understand the different types of water. There's structured water versus regular water, unstructured water. Structured water has a very high, what's called ORP, or oxidative reductive potential. That means that there is a greater capacity to have nutrients in whatever you're taking in your diet, increasingly absorbed through the gut to enter your bloodstream. Structured water also is really important when it comes to DNA genetic expression, because what happens is that the structuring of the water, where the actual water molecule and the electrodynamics of water, literally the electron availability and the movement of not only the nutrients and the micronutrients from your gut into your body through the membranes, but also just the dynamics of the water within your body itself changes significantly and enhances genetic expression through light and sound signaling through what's called electrogenetics. the presence of structured water is really important. And that was proven by Ron Sakely and his group at University of California, Berkeley, published many years ago in the journal Science. That kind of information is really important in understanding how you can get yourself back, not only in tune with the Creator, but re-energized daily. So I start my day with drinking about a quart of drinking water, and then I also try to get structured water in my body any way possible. With 528 hertz frequency, you can resonate water. You can literally take, for example, the Holy Harmony CD. You can get it at healthyworldstore.com, and you can play it to 5 gallons of water, and you can put on it the water resonators. You can pray over it. You can begin to change the structuring of the water by different frequency applications, bioenergy included. Those hands-on, healing, miraculous power of your own hands with heartfelt, loving intention and faithful prayer. Again, you can look at all of the different people who recommend that, from physicians to laypersons involved in various religious groups that do that routinely with great success. That is mediated because of the water. Literally, the power to move energy in your body depends on the chemistry of the water. And if your body water is too acidified, if it's too acid, think about the equation I just mentioned a couple minutes ago. H plus means acid. So the pH parts hydrogen being acidic, it drops below 7 pH into the acid range. Your blood chemistry then is seeking electrons. The H plus means that it's minus an electron. That electron was donated to the oxygen in water. The carrier, the hydroxyl group, OH, is basically it's a charged ionic particle that then holds that energy waiting to give it off somewhere. And the hydrogen, where you have too much acid, is seeking that electron. That electron is the source of all energy throughout the entire universe. The entire universe, every action and reaction occurs because of electrons. It's the sole source of energy. The entire universe operates piezoelectrically. Piezoelectric reactions are oxidative reductive reactions where you're actually gaining an electron to be having the particle, the ion reduced, that is, gain an electron, or oxidized, and that's the opposite. So oxidative reduction potentials deal intimately with the hydrogen and the chemistry of electron donation and the availability of electrons. So much of that, virtually everything, has to do with the water in your own body. And so 80% good, pure spring water is good. Pray over it, energize it to structure it. 20% of your water intake daily approximately should be structured in that way. Then your DNA is going to come back to life. You're going to be able to intake the nutrients and the micronutrients far better with structured water, and your energy level is going to come up. I highly recommend another product called PrimaLife. PrimaLife has all the enzymes, the minerals, the vitamins, the nutrients that you need to literally boost your energy levels and come back to life. It's virtually an anti-aging supplement. So if you, as we do now, we start our day with good fresh drinking water, we mineralize it with Love Minerals, and then we actually get boosted tremendously by taking about a half a capful of PrimaLife. And again, you can get that through healthyworldstore.com. You can actually help distribute it. You can become a partner with us on healthyworldaffiliates.com. And
you're also actually putting together the three-level seminar, starting with level one. I know a lot of people wrote to me interested in taking those training seminars. And in those seminars, you're going to learn about nutrition. You're going to learn about these amazing products. You're going to learn about how to keep yourself and others healthy, and also how to recommend certain things to them. You know, when somebody comes to you and says, hey, I'm not feeling well, instead of them running to the doctor and getting a pharmaceutical, there's nutritional vegetarian vitamin sources out there that they can take that are just, you know, grow. They grow in, from the earth.
And that's the best way to get it. Exactly. Grow your own, actually. Today is the best way.
Well, if you can't grow your own, I mean, there are products and we have them.
Yeah.
They come right from the earth. And so that's the best way to stay healthy. And I know that you're going to be working on those, or you're starting to work on those, and those are going to be ready soon, those level.
Working very diligently now on level one training for all of the affiliates to become ambassadors. We have ultimately a goal to have a army of natural healers who are educated in various aspects of physiology and anatomy and metabolism and the latest science, not the suppressed science, not the same old hogwash that, for example, that function determines structure. You know, that this is one of the preambles of the foundations of physiology, is that structure is intimately connected to the function. Well, that's partially true, but what's been missing for all these years is the whole impact of what's called cymatic science, is that structure follows frequency, resonance, energy, primarily. And then secondarily, to maintain that structure and that function, you need to use it or you lose it. So exercising is vitally important, but fundamentally, who you are as a human being is best defined by the latest advances in science, including electrogenetics. You are a digital bio-holographic precipitation, crystallization, miraculous manifestation of divine frequency vibrations coming out of water and entering your water-filled vessel, your Holy Spirit-filled temple. That's now manifesting you. The sound and light signals are actually creating you in a quantum field. You're kind of like a computer pixelation. You're literally being created like a holograph, a bio-holographic biology and holography coming together to crystallize through the frequency vibrations of harmony with divinity. The Creator is singing you into existence right now. Instant to instant. And so that crystallization, miraculous manifestation of these divine frequency vibrations are moving through your body water, are manifesting your physical presence, the electrons that we see. You know, we don't see the protons, we don't see the neutrons, even though, you know, they're larger particles, they're larger atomic particles than electrons. What we witness when we see you, or when we bang a desk, or when we, you know, realize a rock is hard, we're witnessing electrons. We're bumping up against electrons. And those electron clouds, interestingly enough, in physics today and understanding, the theory is that we still don't quite understand what an electron is. It's not quite a particle. It's not quite a wave. It's a little bit of both. In essence, an electron is not only the source of the energy throughout the universe, it's the source of materialization throughout the entire universe. That it is that one element or one particle or one wave form or all of it. It's that great mystery of the universe, how things come from energy into physical manifestation and mass. How mass manifests physically is a miracle of electrons and electrical and bio and this whole electrochemistry of water. That's just the simplest truth.
So what do you recommend now for people out there that are coming down or feel like they're starting to come down with the flu?
Well, the best thing that you can do if you feel that you may be coming down with anything is get OxySilver. Take 3 capfuls of OxySilver that's infused with 528 hertz frequency. It's a double superconductor. It's a liquid crystal water plus silver is a superconductor. So you've got water, a liquid crystal superconductor, coupled with silver, which is a superconductor, vibrating the most powerful broad spectrum antimicrobial in the world, developed for astronauts to keep the astronauts healthy in space by NASA scientists. We took that formula and advanced it further, primarily by infusing it with 528 love. So it's resonating with this pure harmony with divinity, where there's nothing missing or broken in this kingdom of heaven. If you bring it down to earth in your Holy Spirit-filled temple, you can oust the negative energy that viruses or bacteria are going to, you know, the pathogens are going to bring onto your body. What you feel, when you feel that first inkling of a cold or flu coming on, you're not feeling the viruses. You're not feeling the bacteria or the infectious disease. What you're feeling is an energy change, an energy, subtle shift in your energy and your metabolism and your physiology based on this chemistry of water that I'm talking about and the electron movement and the flow of literally divine energy frequency through your body. So when you take OxySilver, you take it with heartfelt, loving intention to be healed, to be sustained in health. You close your eyes. This is how I take it when I first feel like I'm coming down with something or anything. You take it, 3 capfuls under your tongue, and then I personally, I'm a very visual person. I see when I close my eyes this intense shift in energy by light. Literally, light infuses my body and I feel this ousting of the negative energy, the aberrant frequencies that are now coming on that are associated with this infection. And so that's how I recommend, what I recommend. In fact, we give a full money back refund. If you do what I just said, if you take OxySilver immediately, as I mentioned, 3 capfuls with prayer at the moment you feel that you may be coming down with something, and you put your heartfelt loving intention, we'll guarantee you you don't come down with whatever it is. And I tell you, I'm so thankful. I mentioned this many times on this show, how thankful I am that people all around me got sick and I just didn't want to. And I prayed exactly like I'm telling you to do, and I never got sick.
And I can tell you that it works because I use it and it works for me. So I don't think many things work for me, and that definitely works. I mean, forget antibiotics. There is another remedy out there that has nothing to do with big pharma, and it's very natural. It comes from, again, the earth, and it's also mostly water, mineral water. So OxySilver. So for the people out there, what can you recommend right now if you had to do a summary of what they can do? We talked about the good water, the good drinking water, taking OxySilver at the first signs of feeling like you have that energy shift, that you're maybe starting to come down with something. We talked about energy levels with Primo Life, keep helping your energy levels.
Yeah, wonderful. Go. You know, Green Harvest is also my staple. I swear by it. I've lived off of it now for about 10 years. It is my main supplement. It is an optimally organic food powder. I really enjoy it. Right now, I'm actually focusing on losing about 7 or 8 pounds, and I'm going to be more focused even than I have been on taking the Green Harvest, because if you simply use that with even water, it's pleasant tasting. I designed it even to have my children take it, and I know children have critical taste buds, and I didn't want to offend them. I wanted them to be able to take it without making faces, and so the taste of Green Harvest is probably one of the best tasting green food supplements in the industry today, and it's packed full of the vital organic nutrients. It's optimally organic. The only other thing in it is certified wildcrafted. You want to make sure that you have that. It's the optimal purity. We avoid the Monsanto GMO materials, and we don't believe in those things. Also, soy. Stay away from soy. It plasticizes your gut. It's all genetically modified and engineered today, and it's not healthy. It also whacks your hormone levels, and it's not something that I would want to put in my own body. So Green Harvest is an excellent daily supplement if you want to lose weight particularly. Have a meal substitute with Green Harvest. Make a fruit smoothie with it, and it's really excellent. It's delicious. I do that routinely.
And we know another thing that can bring the immune system down, especially what they're spraying out in the skies, the chemtrails, and we know that that's also an immune suppressor, and that's partly why people are starting to get sick, because what that does is they're seeding the air, which is putting these chemicals in out that make you sick, that lower your immune system, and so when you're around somebody else that's sick, you're more susceptible to it. But you also, there's also another product that Healthy World Affiliates and Healthy World Store has available to people, which can actually clean out heavy metals and do a good job.
I mentioned that earlier.
Let's talk about that again.
Yeah, well, it's called Zeo Life. And if you look in medicine and you realize what are the best doctors that have grasped, the medical doctors, MDs, who have grasped natural medicine, natural healing, what do they use for chelating or pulling out heavy metals and chemical toxins from the body? They routinely use zeolite. That's Z-E-O-L-I-T-E. That's different from zeolife. Zeolife is zeolite that's been advanced energetically to be able to hold on to the heavy metals and the chemical toxins far better than zeolite, because what happens with zeolite and this chelation therapy is it causes, in many cases, a intoxication reaction, because as you pull out these things, these heavy metals and toxins, the gut accumulates this, and it has a tendency of getting reabsorbed back into the body, and it causes these chemical types of reactions and this detoxification or healing crisis. You're in a process of healing, but it's not ideal. That's with zeolite. With zeolife, it's been heavily treated with frequencies of light and sound to be able to energize that particle of the zeolite so that it holds on to the heavy metals and chemicals so that it leaves the body completely. Moreover, what happens with typical chelation is you're not just pulling the heavy metals and chemical toxins out of the body. You actually pull some really valuable minerals out of the body, and then some of the patients go into mineral deficiencies if they don't have mineral supplementation. So that, again, important is love minerals, as I mentioned to you earlier on. But Zeo Life actually replaces the minerals that would be lost by the normal chelation process. So it's a very excellent product. It's been extremely well thought out.
Does it have 528?
It vibrates and resonates in 528.
Perfect.
Exactly.
Now, because we're running out of time, I want to talk about another product that we didn't mention yet, and that has to do with keeping our teeth healthy, which is really the source of where a lot of diseases come from. It starts with the teeth, the gums. So let's talk about another product that can keep your mouth healthy.
Sure. Well, when you mentioned the teeth are really important for whole body health, it's completely true. I can tell you that the acupuncture meridians, all the body meridians that are honored by the 5,000-plus-year-old Chinese medicine and acupuncture system, runs through the teeth. And so if you have a body organ or organ meridian that is out of whack, energized, is, you know, de-energized, and in trouble, you're going to feel symptoms in your teeth. Your teeth are going to be sensitive to things. And I think of teeth as having been a dentist, practicing dentist for 16 years before I went on to continue researching in public health. I can tell you that I looked upon teeth in clinical practice as fuses. It's like typically a tooth wouldn't blow up, even if there was some deep decay, unless there was some weakness in a related energy system or organ meridian. And so I honor the fact that teeth are connected to the rest of the body. And the best product that you're talking about that we've been able to find thus far in the whole oral hygiene realm that goes way beyond oral hygiene, it goes to general health, is called Liquid Dentist. If you go to liquiddentist.net, you can read up about Liquid Dentist. It's an extraordinary product that, besides protecting your teeth and gums and reversing tooth decay and gum disease, follow the protocol, follow the instructions, and yes, indeed, it can reduce and reverse tooth decay. And so this concept, however, is also coupled with swallowing this. swishing your mouth out, gargling with this hygiene product that you then swallow. You don't spit it out. And when you do that, you then have a natural nutritional immunization against over 500 different strains of bacteria that reside in your mouth. It's one of the dirtiest places on earth that we're told is your mouth. Well, guess what? You take those bacteria and the viruses there, there's 500 plus different strains of bacteria, countless other viruses, and you swish with Liquid Dentist, you break them apart. There's the silver, the microfine silver, the energy, the energized, like you say, it's 528 hertz frequency energized silver. Also, you're dealing with that wax these
viruses. So there's silver in the Liquid Dentist.
There's silver in the Liquid Dentist also. And that you're literally whacking the germs. You're breaking them apart by the swishing and the destabilization process. Energetically, you're robbing. This is how the silver works. This is how oxysilver works particularly. You are robbing the electrons off of the surface membranes of the bacteria and the viruses. It destabilizes their membranes. They burst with the water that fills their bodies. They explode with water. And simply, you're creating the environment to have that happen when you're taking oxysilver or Liquid Dentist. And then what happens is when you swallow that, around your gut, there are these things called Peyer's patches. It's part of the immune system. It's one of the first lines of defenses against infectious diseases that are transmitted orally. Those Peyer's patches receive the broken down viruses and the bacteria. So, gee whiz, folks. It's a natural nutritional immunization against all of these viruses and bacteria. So you don't need vaccinations. You don't need antibiotics. You get everything you need by simply a simple swish, brush, floss, swish with this wonderful Liquid Dentist and then swallow it. And then, gee whiz, it's like, you know, you've saved yourself so much grief from the poisonous antibiotics. Literally, they're deadly vaccinations, poisonous antibiotics that are being promoted as the standard of care in health science and healthcare and medicine, and that is just hideous.
Well, we're pretty much out of time. I just want to let everybody know, in case you haven't visited 528records.com or i528tunes.com, you can upload your music, any music that you have, and we'll transpose it into the 528 frequency of love. And if you create your own music, if you are a musician, you can upload your music. If it's not already made in the 528 frequency, it will transpose your music for you. And also, we can feature you as an artist. You can get 60%
royalty for all the creative artists out there.
From anybody who purchases your music through a donation online. And you can partner with us that way. So again, visit 528records.com. It's amazing.
It's wonderful. Website. There's a whole revolution in health and science and healing that's taking place, fundamentally musically related.
Right.
We are the music. You are the music. So it's about time that we celebrate it together and raise our voices. Let us not stand silent in the face of adversity. Let us be loving and vocal about how we're going to heal ourselves and our planet.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this week, and we'll see you next Tuesday. If you're on the East Coast, it's midnight. If you're in California, it's 9 p.m. And if you're in Hawaii like us, it's 7 p.m. And
aloha.
Aloha. God bless.
Thanks a lot. Bye for now.